What a tremendous presentation of the birth and the work of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Can I conclude things tonight by giving you historical facts leading up to the coming of Christ? In the book of John, the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came into His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." In the beginning of time, God created man. After man sinned, sin reigned upon the whole earth. God then destroyed the face of the earth, but saved alive Noah and his family. From Noah's eldest son, Shem, we have the ancestry of Abraham. Abraham was called out by God to establish a chosen people to represent God to the world. They would later be known as Israel. God gave His word to them and the promise of a Messiah, the Savior of all mankind. The New Testament Gospels record His virgin birth, His sinless life, His substitutionary sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, and His resurrection from the grave. Around 600 years after His resurrection, the Christian calendar was adopted, dating everything back to Jesus Christ, B.C. and A.D. In John chapter 1, verse 10 through 12, again, the Bible records that those who did believe that He was the Messiah, were not only given the power to become the children of God's, but were used to establish Christ's church. The question to each one of us today is, do you believe? If you can have the faith to believe, you can receive the greatest gift ever known to mankind, the free gift of everlasting life. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." It brings us to this year, 2020. For some 2,000 years, the church that Jesus Christ established while He was on this face of this earth has continued to grow, continue to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth, just like this Lighthouse Baptist Church. It's made up of individual believers, those that had the faith to believe the story, the greatest story ever told. Have you believed it? If so, have you received that eternal life, the greatest gift ever given?